The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now in our sustainability slot, it's a great pleasure to welcome back regular Joe Linehan, sustainability freelance journalist. And we want to talk today about the TV and film industry. So I'm aware of Ardmore Studios, Dublin Wicklow has done quite a lot of TV series and so on. But their carbon footprint is not something I'm aware of being a kind of topical issue.
Yes, well, look, Ivan, like every other industry, like industries right now are going through a transformation, and the film and TV industry is no different. You know, there's these huge productions, there's cast, there's crew, there's food, there's costumes, there's all these things that go into making these wonderful productions that we get to enjoy. But of course, with that comes a sustainability challenge. But we're really at an exciting time, I feel, where the industry is really starting to turn, starting to implement things. I mean, if you look at the kind of impact that the industry is having, there's lots of different studies, but they say that, you know, if you have, let's say, a Hollywood blockbuster that's worth or has a budget of 70 million, which would be very small, by the way, that has a carbon emission of about 3,700 acres of forestry. So there's a lot
for one movie.
For one movie, and that's a very, very small budget movie. Another study showed that a standard, again, very small Hollywood movie had the equivalent of a car driving around the world 300 times the carbon emissions. So I think that just gives people an idea.
So what type of things are we talking? I mean, like, do they use a lot of electricity? What is it?
Yes, energy is the big one, because if you think of the cameras and the lights, there's, you know, if you go onto a set, there's all these big diesel generators. Then you have things like, you know, feeding the cast and crew. There's a lot of food waste. When you've got costumes and sets, you know, a lot of the time those aren't used again. Now that is starting to change. These are the great things that are happening. There are all these solutions coming on board now where the industry is saying we can be more sustainable, we can actually save money in doing it. So let's actually look at what we're doing and maybe we can do a little bit better. And a lot of that is starting here in Ireland. Like you said, such a great hub for industry and worth so much to our economy. That's the thing. I think sometimes when I come on and I start talking about the problems, like, I want solutions, because the film industry here in Ireland is worth over 322 million to the economy at least every year, and that's growing.
Okay, so what are the practical things they're doing to reduce their emissions?
So if you look at kind of the big players, if we take someone like HBO, who'd be responsible for great shows like Succession, White Lotus, which you will be really familiar with, they're really leading the way. They're based in the US and they have this whole HBO Green initiative, and they are tackling everything. They're really, from the ground zero, they're deciding where are we going to film this, because we want it to be as sustainable as possible. So one of their most recent productions was True Detective, and even though that's a story set in Alaska, they actually shot it in Iceland, because Iceland runs on renewable energy. So straight away, they were saving all of those carbon emissions from their energy use. So they're really pioneering. Then you have people like Netflix, who everyone will be aware of, and they launched their sustainability plan in 2021. They're hoping to have their carbon emissions by 2030. And they're doing that in ways like I mentioned there. When you have these big diesel energy generators on set, not only are they very expensive to run, they're fossil fuels, they're loud, they're dirty, very hard for cast and crew to concentrate with that kind of noise. Netflix are swapping those out for renewable energy. So little things like that. And then when you come back to Ireland, Screen Ireland, who are really the pioneers for the film industry here and are, you know, the supporters of films and TV, they're really setting out their lot. So not only do they have now standards that people need to meet if they're going to be filming with their support, but they are also funding sustainability advisors. So people who can go on set, who can advise and who can help. So all of those things actually do add up and make a big difference. And I guess they change how people think about their planning before they're actually on set and doing that work.
And so what levels of reduction is possible, do you think?
Well, I think when it comes to the energy side of things, I mean, there's no reason why the film industry can't be carbon neutral. I suppose some of the challenges to that would be transport. When I talk to people, they say transport is the biggest thing, especially if you've got a big set, a big crew, you know, they need to maybe transport lots of different equipment. That can be really, really difficult. But some film crews have been able to switch to renewable and electric vehicles. But those are some of the challenges. But there's no reason why they can't be. And then when it comes to things like reusing sets, reusing costumes, even in Ireland, there are groups now who have, you know, created warehouses so that if you're finished with something from, you know, a show or a TV show, you can put it there and then someone might be able to come and repurpose it instead of those items being thrown away. That was one of the things that people speaking to them said, you know, it's awful.
The whole disposable culture has been replaced.
Exactly. They say we work in this amazing film or we work in this amazing TV show and then the sets are just dumped. There's nowhere to put them. So that is starting to change, which is really, really exciting.
So they might find ways of reusing it and
repurposing it or, you know, even in 2 or 3 years' time. So storing that stuff and having it out there, which is fantastic.
Okay. Well, really what it says is there's no sector of the economy or society that can't do something more sustainably.
And especially that industry, because you have the most creative minds really in the world working on these programs and these films. So if they can turn their creativity to coming up with these solutions, it really could be a great pioneer.
Joe Linehan, sustainability freelance journalist, thank you indeed for that insight into what's happening under our very noses. So your Fair City and Corry and all of these are all looking at their carbon emissions.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.